You're listening to SBS News.
Let me take this opportunity to thank the people of New Hampshire for a great victory tonight.
Bernie Sanders won New Hampshire's presidential primary election, narrowly edging out his moderate rival Pete Buttigieg and scoring the first clear victory in the Democratic Party's chaotic 2020 nomination fight. The 78-year-old Senator Sanders, a self-described Democratic socialist, beat back a strong challenge from the 38-year-old former Midwestern mayor, two men representing different generations and wings of their party.
But make the point that in this point in the campaign, we are taking on billionaires and we're taking on candidates funded by billionaires. But we are going to win because we have the agenda that speaks to the needs of working people throughout this country. Healthcare is a human right, not a privilege. The wealthy and powerful will start paying their fair share of taxes. We will make public colleges and universities tuition-free and cancel all student debt.
Senator Sanders' close rival, Pete Buttigieg, congratulated him, but says Washington needs some new faces.
To win and to govern, we need to bring new voices to our Capitol. We need to get Washington starting to work more like our best-run cities and towns rather than the other way around. And I know that when you talk this way, you might get dismissed as a naive newcomer. But a fresh outlook is what makes new beginnings possible. It is how we build a new majority.
Close behind Mr. Buttigieg was Amy Klobuchar, who says she has redefined the word grit and beaten the odds once again on the campaign trail.
Hello, America. I'm Amy Klobuchar, and I will beat Donald Trump. My heart is full tonight. My heart is full tonight. While there are still ballots left to count, we have beaten the odds every step of the way.
Julie Pace, the Associated Press Washington Bureau Chief, says while Bernie Sanders won this primary, there's still a long road ahead before he takes the Democrat nomination.
What we saw was a pretty narrow victory for Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire, but a victory nonetheless, after the results of Iowa were quite muddled, leaving the race unable to be called. This is really the first win of the 2020 Democratic primary, and Sanders can claim, rightly so, that that victory is his. What's really notable about this, though, is that Sanders is far below where he was in 2016 when he won New Hampshire by 22 points over Hillary Clinton. This was a much narrower victory, currently less than 2%. And it does raise some questions about whether Sanders is able to build his coalition in this crowded field.
Julie Pace says the two moderate candidates, Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, did particularly well, which would imply there was a significant group of Democrat voters who were interested in a candidate that's more moderate and not the liberal firebrand that is Bernie Sanders' position. She says although Elizabeth Warren didn't do particularly well in New Hampshire, she remains popular, though her lack of funding will be a hindrance. But Ms. Pace says for former Vice President Joe Biden, the night was another disaster.
Joe Biden really just had a dismal night, and it comes after a really dismal night in Iowa. He was fourth in Iowa, fifth here in New Hampshire. His campaign will try to tell you that, look, they are going to keep fighting on as this race turns toward more diverse states, Nevada and certainly South Carolina, which votes at the end of the month. But the problem for Joe Biden is that the crux of his argument right now is that he is the most electable candidate. And electable candidates have to win. And he's not only not winning, he is placing far below expectations.
The primary race now moves beyond the overwhelmingly white opening states to Nevada, South Carolina, and a Super Tuesday slate where African Americans and Latinos will hold considerable sway. Alan Lee, SBS News.